Welcome to episode 30. Today I'm sharing my experience over the past year of using a habit tracker for my health goals and three things I've learned through tracking over a long period of time. I really hope this episode motivates and encourages you to finally start that health habit that you've been putting off. Hey mama, welcome to Divine Design Wellness, where we're putting down deep spiritual roots and embracing our identity in Christ through holistic health. Do you want to love your body and feel confident in motherhood? Are you Googling quick workouts, devotionals, or time management tips? Do you wake up with great intentions only to find your littles take up most of your time and energy? Hey, I'm Carolyn, holistic health and essential oils nerd. I too was a mama of littles. I felt like my body would never be the same and wished I could find time for myself. I wanted the confidence and strength to fully enjoy life with my family, but I kept telling myself I didn't have the time, energy, or discipline to prioritize my health. That is until I took a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit. In this podcast, you will find spiritual encouragement, healthy lifestyle tips, and quick self-care routines to build confidence in your body again. If you're ready to see yourself the way God does and embrace your divine design, go find that pile of laundry you've been avoiding, pop in those earbuds, and let's go. Okay, mama, you want to get to a place where you can prioritize your health, but you feel like you never have time to focus on yourself when the majority of your energy is spent trying to keep everyone else in your house healthy. Listen, I know you can't imagine finding that mental space to start prioritizing your wellness, but you can make it simple in my 1-hour Healthy Mama Habits coaching. You'll get clarity on what exactly to focus on and a customized plan on how you can start implementing one simple habit that will give you a clear path to reclaiming your health so you can show up for yourself and your family in the best way possible. Don't waste another day wishing your sanity into existence. Let's make it easy so you can save time that you don't have. Go to divinedesignwellness.org/coaching. Today, I want to share what I have learned over the past year in my commitment to developing a new habit of working out no matter what. Now, I have to be honest and tell you that I have hardly been what you would call a fit or active person for pretty much my entire adult life. I have had seasons of doing pretty good with working out, but they've always ended up with me either stopping due to pregnancy and like fatigue associated with that, and then the lack of sleep and energy afterwards, or because I burned myself out doing two crazy intense workout routines that really just didn't have that long-term goal in mind that really mattered to me in order to motivate me to stick with it. And so it wasn't really until last year that I fully came to grasp how important it was for me to find a really consistent exercise routine that would work for me long term. The reason why I got to this place was because of my mental health. I knew that I was lacking in some ways regarding my mental health because I wasn't moving my body enough, and I really wanted to feel strong both mentally and physically so that I could just really fully show up as the mom and the wife and generally the person I knew I could potentially be for my family and for myself. And so finding a way to really consistently be active was a big part of that. And so I'm so glad that when I did make that decision, it was at a point where I had already been learning so much about how to really create habits in the best way possible. And I was able to turn this new habit that I wanted to create into an experiment with all these tools that I had been learning and trying out in different ways. And so the first thing that I knew I was going to have to do this time around was I needed to keep a track of my progress where I would see it all the time because that would help motivate me to stick to my goals. But what I didn't know was just how much using that tracker would actually serve to keep my mindset in a good place over the course of a year with all of its ups and downs. Now, today I'm going to talk about what the using a tracker actually taught me over the course of the year about my habits. But I also want to tell you that if you are using a tracker and it feels like a lot of extra work to even remember to track your progress, it's one of those things that it's kind of like you have to start two habits at once, because if you're not already using a tracker, you have to get in the habit of keeping track of your habit. So it is a little tricky at first, but it is absolutely worth it because it is going to help you so much, not only with like keeping your goal in your face all the time, but also to be able to look back on where you have gone so far and really learn from your progress as you go. So with that in mind, I want to tell you what using Habit Tracker has taught me, especially looking at it over a longer period of time, within a year period. And I'm actually excited to continue using the tracker again for the next year because I really want to see what it continues to show me over a longer period of time. The first thing that I noticed in using a tracker and keeping track of my goals was that the only way you can fail is by quitting. And I know it's so tempting to let that initial excitement of starting something new get lost in the perfectionism trap. Like most things, it's super easy to start out with that 100% like all in motivation and drive, but inevitably that's going to wear off. And pretty soon you're going to realize like, oh, I'm missing a lot of days, or I'm really falling off of what my goal was to begin with. And so it's easy to start feeling discouraged and thinking, well, I've lost all this momentum, so I might as well just quit. You know, like, what's the point of this? And that is where so many times we end up quitting before we've even really started. So this is the time to fine-tune your routines so that it's actually easier to stick with, and to adjust your mindset to be okay with imperfect action for the sake of, you know, continuing that forward progress. And one thing that has always really helped my mindset when it comes to trying to implement new goals or new habits is to really think about just making a 1% improvement every day. And when you look at that over the course of a year, what that trajectory looks like, it is so much better than trying, 100% improvement that's only going to last for a week or two, or, a month or whatever. But either way, you're going to be so much further ahead by aiming for that 1% improvement rather than trying to do this, 100% perfect that's going to actually end up burning you out. The second thing that I learned through tracking is that there is often a plateau or a dip right before you have a major success or surge in your progress. Now, I'm sure we've all seen some kind of graphic or meme comparing our expectation of what progress looks like as, this linear upline hill, in comparison to the reality, which looks like something the cat got hold of and strung all over the house, right? Although it may feel like this awful roller coaster we just want to get off of, you really want to remind yourself that this is actually a real trackable pattern in many different aspects of life. Whether you're learning something new, like learning a new instrument, a new sport, or trying out a new routine for your health, there's always going to be a period of plateau or even like downward progress before you're going to experience those new breakthroughs. So don't be discouraged when, especially within that first, you know, season of trying something new, if you feel like you're getting nowhere, or even if you feel like you're getting worse at something, do not let that deceive you into thinking that that is true. That is just the natural cycle of things. That is how things feel and look in the short term, but in the long term, you're actually just going through what's called the S curve, and you, over the long term, you are going on in an upward trajectory. It just doesn't always feel that way. The third thing I learned is the power of momentum and why you should start today. Start small and consistent, but just start. I know from personal experience how hard it is to start something new. There is something about, you know, the unknown, having to figure all the details out, knowing where you're heading, that can make starting feel like the hardest part. And honestly, it probably is, which is why getting yourself set up to start well and equipped with the best tools to make it as seamless as possible is the best way to start. However, if you find that you're not actually starting something because of this need to have all your ducks in a row, then you just need to grab the nearest duck and just get started already, okay? So you can make necessary tweaks as you go, and obviously it's super helpful to have guidance and support that will keep you from getting off into the weeds, but it's always better to be making little tiny bits of progress than to just stay in stagnation that eventually are going to cost you big time. So as I was looking over my tracking chart from the past year, my first instinct, as I was just kind of like glancing at, you know, this year of check marks all over this tracker, having these periods of like doing super consistent, amazing things, and then having these big gaps of, you know, whether it was going on vacation or a month where I just struggled, I was really tempted to think that that I was just really lame because I started out so consistent, sticking to my initial goal, which was to row for 15 minutes every day. But that, you know, that had gradually dropped off after the first couple of months, and I was looking at how at a certain point in time, a couple months after I started, I realized that I was going to have to allow myself some more flexibility in what my goal actually was going to look like, and that I was going to have to make some space for myself. What I saw was that when I did that and I made that shift, I actually made space for adding in some additional habits that were really, really helpful for my overall wellness. And it wasn't so much that I ended up like completely dropping off with my initial habit. I was still able to consistently stick to my habit of rowing and then also add in, you know, very small new habits on top of that. And so I was actually able to add two new habits to that first one that are now a consistent part of my weekly routines. And so being able to, you know, tweak and adjust as I went allowed me to continue with my initial habit in a sustainable way, but also allow momentum to add new habits that I could still do and be consistent with. And I'm really being able to see major changes in my mind and body. So when we can keep our focus on starting out with manageable changes over a long period of time, what's going to happen is that we'll gradually find more ease and space within that habit, and we'll be able to continue improving habits in other areas of our life, and that is going to exponentially grow our mind, body, and spirit in a really amazing way. So friend, if you are in a place where you want to start that thing, but you just wish you had the guidance and support to make starting easier and a plan to stick to your goals, I invite you to my Healthy Mama Habits coaching. In this 1-hour call, we'll dive into discovering that one wellness habit that will best help you fast track your mind, body, and soul into alignment with God's design for you, as well as a plan to make it really easy and sustainable. So head right now to divinedesignwellness.org/coaching so we can get you started today. Friend, I hope today's episode blessed you. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with another mama who may be struggling to see themselves the way God does? Also, please leave me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, as it brings me so much joy to know this podcast is helping you. All right, I'm off to chauffeur my kids around again. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. Until next time.